Well, a lot has happened since the Robert Edge scandal kind of began to unfold. What we see with the tenor documents that were released is that the government is basically, in some ways, going down the same path it has before. There is nothing new in the sense that the government is outsourcing or privatizing the act of collecting debts incurred through the social security system. They did this under Robert Edge in the past, where they had three debt collection agencies engaging in this, some of which were among the most aggressive debt collection agencies in the country. This time around, the government's essentially setting up a debt collection scheme that's very similar again, except that they're building in incentive structures that encourages these companies to compete against each other, which then creates an incentive for them to cut corners, for them to be aggressive, for them to try and make as much money as possible from people in very vulnerable positions.
So why do you think then that the government has chosen to continue to outsource debt collection after the issues that it caused during the robo-debt scandal?
Personally, I don't think the government has learned much from this whole debacle. What we've seen is that they have been dedicated to the idea of automating the debt collection process and outsourcing much of the work involved. And by doing so, they're once more exposing people, vulnerable people, to dangerous situations.
So what is the danger then to Centrelink users when the government outsources debt collection to multiple private agencies and then incentivizes those agencies to compete against each other? I mean, isn't this kind of standard government practice used to reduce the cost of government services to the taxpayer?
Ordinarily, this is standard practice, not just across government, but also across the private sector, the use of third-party companies to collect on debts, either as debt buyers or debt collection agencies. The issue is that when you start applying this sort of financial logic to the social security system, and particularly to people who are on various forms of social security payments that have incurred a debt, is that you're involving third-party agencies to whom the person who ostensibly has the debt cannot appeal.
Did the outsourcing of debt collection to private industry contribute to the robo-debt debacle, or is this completely unrelated?
Yes, during the original few years in which robo-debt was operating, the outsourcing of the collection of those debts, where they went unpaid or a person could not be contacted, contributed greatly to the overall robo-debt debacle. I mean, it was this practice of outsourcing that contributed towards the stress that led to several people who have been known to have self-harmed or have even in some cases taken their own lives. That was a contributing factor. Although the department denies that any responsibility, as that they cannot be linked. But we know that when people were confronted by these agencies, that they were already struggling, already confused, already worried, didn't know how to appeal, didn't know what their rights were, didn't know where this had come from, and then suddenly had to deal with an agency that was operating on the assumption that the debts it were raising were legitimate, were legal, and that the government was right. Of course, we now know that the entire scheme was illegal, the government was wrong, and those people were right to be confused and concerned and angry. But unfortunately, it cost people their lives. And this is the concern going forward, is that the continued practice of relying on these debt collection services, particularly if they behave in a way that is aggressive, or you create incentives that mean that they will behave in an aggressive way, means you're going to see a complete repeat of those same tragedies happening all over again.
Back in June, the Greens and Labor called for a royal commission into the robo-debt scandal. Prime Minister Scott Morrison quickly shut this notion down, saying that the government was fixing the problem. In light of the current tender documents that have been released by Centrelink, do you think a royal commission is still necessary?
A royal commission is absolutely necessary, and the need for one hasn't gone away because the government has said, no, we're not going to do it. When it comes to the way the robo-debt system operated, there is so much that is unknown. And I think the very fact that the government is refusing to do this on the basis that it is already acting on these, you're already acting to fix the problem, and yet redesigning the system in pretty much the same way is just further proof that this needs to happen.